This ship is beautiful. The New Zealand hospital ship, it is, and has been subscribed to by all the people of New Zealand. And she is a great, white, huge monster. Three great red crosses on either side in green stripes. She just looks what she is. An errand of mercy for all you men. And very proud I am to be one of the staff. So, there it is. No mistake. Lenny is dead. I felt sick. My hands and feet tingled, and I began to see everything in slow motion, some trick of the mind. I picked up the red stained letter and opened it. It was from Dad. There was a single page, not too smudged. I read it over and over until I knew it by heart. Letters are spread out on the bed. Even though the addresses have been water smudged, two envelopes stand out. They are letters from me to Liddy. They have been marked with a bright blue stamp. Reported killed. Returned to sender is on one envelope. Killed. Return to sender is on the other envelope. We are anchored about half a mile from the beach. Shells hiss and roar overhead, bullets and shrapnel fly about. The slaughter goes on. I stood at the railing, looking across the bay to the hills and shrapnel gully. Wanted to go there, take flowers, sit beside Liddy's grave and say a prayer, but it wasn't possible. So I imagined it instead. A sailor came up to me. He said it wasn't safe on deck, but I told him I would be fine. I had Jock, our lucky mascot, looking out for me. I turned back to the railing and started to cry. And the next thing I knew, the bugle was blowing. More wounded were on their way. I took a long drawn sigh, then went down to the wards. It was time for work.